Imagine watching a single Yankees-Red Sox game while sitting alongside Joe Torre, or maybe the Sox manager or Sox ownership, or either team's general manager, or maybe Pedro Martinez's former mentor in the Dominican Republic, or how about the scoreboard operator inside the Green Monster at Fenway? The list goes on and on. Steve Kettman's new book, One Day at Fenway, allows the reader to do just that. The former Chronicle sports writer assembled a crack team of reporters to shadow a variety of individuals with more than an ordinary interest in the outcome of this Yank-Sox game from August 30th of last year.
We wanted the project to be something a little different. So, for example, Samantha Power had written a book called A Problem from Hell, which is a foreign policy book studying genocide, and that actually won the Pulitzer Prize a year or two ago. I had reviewed that book for the San Francisco Chronicle, admired it very much, and stayed in contact with Samantha. She's just a huge, huge Red Sox fan, and I knew she was itching to get out there. So, for example, I put her with Theo Epstein, the young general manager of the Red Sox, who took over at age 28, becoming the youngest GM ever.
The Yankees wound up winning this game, disappointing the packed house at Fenway, but says Kettman, it should not detract at all from the read.
I think not. I think in the end it was perfect, because it was such a battle. Pedro Martinez was on the hill, and he had a lead early, and yet it all unraveled somehow. That leads to another great question, which I think at least one reviewer has mentioned hovers over the book, which is, would the Red Sox and their fans still have the special, unique thing they have going if the Red Sox were to win the World Series? And I think that's a great question. I think it would be fascinating to watch.
Yeah, same thing could be asked about Cub fans, too. Huh?
Exactly.
The Sox lost this game. They lost the American League Championship Series in 7 games to the Yankees. They're currently in second place, behind the Yankees once again. But Kettman believes, under this relatively new Sox ownership, that the 86-year-old curse of the Bambino will come to an end in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, John Henry was very pleased to hear that I had written that. But no, I felt, coming from California, I was born and raised here, lived most of my life here, I felt I, as an outsider, could say that. And I do absolutely believe it's true. I mean, you just get a feeling about a team.
One Day at Fenway by Steve Kettman, available at all major bookstores. Steve Bitker, KCBS.